Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How come the easiest thing on the song was the high note for Battle? Most impressive thing.
Yeah.
The parody of Take On Me by A-ha.
A-ha.
A-ha. A-ha. A-ha. As Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter, joins us right now. Elliot, one of your favorites or no?
Yeah, I actually know what that song is, too. These other ones, I didn't get the reference to what song they were. But that was well done. I missed the Hey, Elliot. Hey, Elliot. That was always a nice touch. But
Hey, Elliot.
A home run there.
Yeah, sounds like it's a home run, right? I'm with you on that. I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and it's a take on me. That's a good good decision. So, yeah, it's a good way to start training camp.
All right, well, there you have it. So, Elliot, you were yearning for a Nick Sirianni to pound the and say, hey, yeah, he's our starting quarterback. Jalen Hurts is going to be our starting quarterback. They did not do that today, and I wasn't expecting them to do it, but it's still a little bit weird to me how they're handling the whole situation. Elliot, what's your reaction to that part of what we heard today?
Yeah, I think to a certain degree, actions speak louder than words, and obviously Hurts was the starter today. He took all the first team reps. Flacco didn't even get in there for one rep. So it is clear that Jalen Hurts is the starter, but to your point, they just do not want to name him the starting quarterback. Sirianni had a chance to do it, definitely kind of dodged the question, said, he definitely complimented Jalen in the answer, and Howie, who spoke today, weirdly enough, was also very complimentary of him. So they did today try, I thought, keep more praise on Jalen than they have in the past, but overall, the decision not to name him the starter, I just think it's silly. I think it undermines Jalen to a certain extent. I think they should just do it. I mean, we all know what's going to happen. I know he wants to preach competition. I get all that. And Jalen seems open to it. But the quarterback position is different. And with the Deshaun Watson rumors circulating out there, I thought today was a chance for him to really kind of pound the table for Jalen. And he didn't do it.
Yeah. And so we move on with everything else. And Jalen will be judged on what he does out there on the field, Elliot. I had no problem with the way they handled the situation today. I wouldn't have had a problem had they named Jalen Hurts the starter. Wouldn't have had a problem with that either. I think it's his job to lose. In other words, the only way he's not the starter is if it's so obvious to everybody that he shouldn't be the starter on opening day. And I just don't expect that to happen. So I'm okay with that. But what did you see when watching Jalen Hurts out there in his first practice as the starter?
Yeah. I did not think Jalen had a good day at all. Now, I will say that for day one of training camp, normally, at least the ones I've covered in the past, they're normally lighter days. This was, I thought, one of the most intense day one practices I've seen under head coach of the Eagles. They did, a lot of red zone 11-on-11 drills, starters versus starters. So that is a tough spot for Jalen to walk into. But now that he's a starter, he's not the backup anymore. He's not getting graded on a scale. He was not good. I had him down as at 5 of 14, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I thought that his decision making at times wasn't great. He had a really risky pass he threw in the end zone that should have been picked off by Darius Slay. He missed Boston Scott across the middle, just kind of overthrew him, what should have been an easy completion. And I just didn't think overall he looked good. So it was not a good first day for him as the Eagles starter.
I tell you what, he keep having these type of days, then he won't be the starter for very long. Because what they'll do is they'll say, well, we can't run the offense efficiently if the quarterback isn't playing efficient.
Yeah, I just can't imagine a world where it's better for this organization to go to Joe Flacco. I mean, you're right. They're not just going to.
Well, they won't do it immediately, but I'm saying it's only so many weeks they can go without seeing progress.
Right. And look, I love the roller coaster of training camp. I love to overreact to day after day. It's what makes it fun. But that being said, it was one day. It was one practice. It was, I thought, an especially intense practice. But, you know, it was concerning watching that he did not have a good practice throwing the ball. He just flat out didn't. Again, like, his accuracy wasn't there. His decision-making wasn't. And in the red zone especially, where, look, the windows are tighter, so it is tougher. I mean, these are drills where the offense should be doing well. Like, last year in training camp, you know, they would score 2-3 touchdowns in five of these snaps. So the fact that he was in there for, I believe, about 15 snaps and they only scored 2 touchdowns, just, you know, it was a good day for the defense, but certainly not for the offense.
Okay, I'm not going to overreact to him struggling, but your eyes were down there on him. How did it look like he was processing the information? One of the things we all agreed that he needed to get better at is being able to go through his progressions instead of going one read and taking off and leaving the pocket. What did you see from that standpoint from him in the passing game today?
You know, like I said, I thought his decision-making overall wasn't great. I didn't see him holding on to the ball too long. There were times last year in training camp where I remember actually last year specifically, there was like a 4 or 5 play stretch where he would run it every time and the defense started to yell at him like, yo, you got to throw the ball, right? You didn't see that today. He certainly, I thought, looked more comfortable in the pocket. It's just that the decisions he made didn't work out. It didn't look like he was overwhelmed. It was just poor decisions and bad accuracy.
Okay.
Throwing to Elliott Shore Parks. Andre Dillard started at left tackle, Elliott?
Yeah, which was surprising. Mailata has been out there with the starters throughout the offseason, at least the practices we've been able to watch. But today, when the first team offense took the field, it was Jordan Mailata at left tackle. I mean, that possibly could have – I'm sorry, it was Andre Dillard at left tackle, not Mailata. It was Dillard at left tackle. Now, Seumalo wasn't out there, so maybe that had something to do with it. But I thought it was just kind of interesting that after Mailata had it all offseason, they had Dillard out there. Overall, they probably split the snaps 50-50. It was hard to, you know, it's hard to judge these offensive linemen. They didn't have pads on, so they're not really blocking. I didn't notice either one had a particularly poor day, but yeah, Dillard got the start, and then after that, it was pretty much 50-50.
Yeah, and things normally go downhill for Dillard once the pads come on because physical football starts to take place, so we can't judge him until he actually has to smash somebody and move the line of scrimmage and not just pass protect. He's got the run block in this offense. I would imagine Sirianni with Jeff Stoutland's going to run the football, and you got to learn how to run block in this offense and not just take pass sets.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to run the ball a little more than they did under Doug, but at least today, and just one day, they did not run the ball a lot. They were a predominantly passing offense today, and honestly, I still think that is what they're going to be. You might see the running backs more involved in the passing game and the screen game than you did under Doug, but I'll believe a Jeffrey Lurie-run football team is going to be running the ball more when I see it. This is a guy that has always wanted to throw the ball. We know he's involved. He hires head coaches that want to throw the ball. So it's possible. I agree. Dillard's going to have to run block, period, because they are going to be doing it. And he has to put on strength, as you mentioned, when the pads go on is when we're really going to see. But I still think they're going to be a pretty heavy pass offense.
Yeah, it's a good
point
about Jeffrey
Lurie.
Lurie.
What, being a heavy pass offense, quarterback can't be 5 for 14. Like, you can't.
Well, he runs the ball 10 times, yeah. But yeah,
well, I'm just saying, if you're going to throw the ball and be a pass-happy team, you got to have a quarterback that can complete passes.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Now, he did have some positive moments today. He had a touchdown to Devontae Smith in the corner.
Okay, well, talk to us then, man. Talk to us about old Devontae.
All right, well, I'll get to Devontae in a second. Let me tell you another really nice pass Jalen Hurts had. It was probably about 15 yards out. He dropped back from the pocket. It was an absolute laser, perfect pass through about 4 defenders. It was a tough catch, I would say, because I don't think Fulgham thought it would get there, but it did hit Fulgham in the hands and he dropped it. So there were some positive moments as well for Hurts. He just struggled. Overall, he definitely struggled.
All right, Elliott, Devontae, tell us about him.
Devontae is going to be this team's number one receiver. That was very clear. He was on the field almost every single time the first team offense was out there. He was on the outside. Darius Slay was lined up across from him, and he had the most targets of everybody out there today. The ball was thrown his way five times. He caught two of them, one of which was a touchdown that I mentioned in the corner of the end zone. And they, at least on one play, tried to get creative in giving him the ball. They kind of threw him a bit of a wide receiver screen, which I know they used him that way at Alabama, and they lined him up in the backfield. But I didn't know if they would do that considering his size. Now he's in the NFL. But it does seem like he is going to be very clearly this team's number one receiver. He's going to lead them in targets, and he could lead them in catches, depending on how Hurts plays.
Yeah, you throw enough wide receiver screens out there, he'll lead you in catches. He damn sure ain't going to lead it if you throw the ball down the field. Dallas Goedert, what did he look like out there today? Zach Ertz at practice.
Yeah, well, Zach Ertz was out there with the blonde hair, so he was certainly making his presence known. Goddard didn't get a single ball thrown his way, surprisingly. Ertz, I think, had one target, and he caught it, but it was, I think, a 7 or 8 yard catch. So not a lot from the tight end today.
Who's running with the first team?
They were splitting it somewhat. Okay. Goddard was out there first, if I remember correctly today, but I wouldn't say it was predominantly Goddard with Ertz just getting snaps here and there. It seemed like they were definitely moving things in and out. And Nick Sirianni talked about it after practice. He said, now that Ertz is here, they can run a lot more 12 personnel, and they're not just going to run it just to run it, but, you can run the same plays out of 12 that you can 11, and he talked about how it can make the offense multiple. So Sirianni seemed excited about the fact that he has two tight ends now that he can really trust.
LA, what's the rest of the week look like? How long do they practice? When did they get days off and stuff?
Mm-hmm. So they are practicing again tomorrow.
They better be practicing every day.
I believe they practice every day. They practice tomorrow, Friday, and then also Saturday, but Saturday's at night. And then I think they're off Sunday. So today's practice was, I believe, about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes. But it was physical. Like, Sirianni backed up the competition talk. I thought it was an extremely physical first day of practice. So we'll see if they do that again tomorrow. But, yeah, four straight days, then a day off, and then another four straight days.
I'm going to give it a couple days. I need to see the pads on first, Elliot. I don't even know if Sirianni's going to let them wear pads out there on the field. But I need to see the pads first before I start inquiring about my breakout linebacker of the year in Davion Taylor. Don't give me any report.
I got something for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so there was 7-on-7. So those are obviously, pass plays, but Davion Taylor was the starting linebacker out there next to Eric Wilson. So I do think that this coaching staff likes him in passing downs. And the other thing that really stood out to me, speaking of Davion Taylor, was a lot of young guys that didn't play last year were out there with key roles today. Some because of injury, but Kayvon Wallace was out there on defense. I thought he had a really good day. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was the starting slot receiver. Now they were young guys. But
how'd he look?
He had one pass thrown his way and he didn't catch it.
God, so I said I'm doubling down.
Wasn't a banner day. Wasn't a banner day for Arcega-Whiteside. But I think this coaching staff seems more open to playing the younger players than Doug's staff did.
That's good. Give me another player that stood out.
So speaking of tight ends, Tyree Jackson, former college quarterback. The first thing that stands out about him is he's the best athlete among the tight end group. He's got to be over 6 feet tall, super long, and he's fast. And it was impressive today. He had two catches over the middle. Look, it's going to be hard for him to get snaps with Goddard and Ertz here, but I think that he should make the roster. Based off today, he's not a player I would cut. I think they should spend time developing him. I think they could have.
He already put him on the roster. I saw him tweet it out.
There you go. Somebody made the team in one practice.
Hold on a second. Hold on. But the best. You haven't even mentioned the best tight end on the team, Elliot. Richard Rodgers, what are you talking about? All the guy does is catch. No one covers him.
So he did have a touchdown today.
See? Yeah,
he did. Yeah. It was a second team offense, but he did have a touchdown today.
Gets open.
Four tight end offense, Ike. I think it could work.
I love it.
Elliot, excellent stuff, man. Look forward to talking
to
you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep. Can't wait. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. There he is. ESP. Very interesting. But Ike, to your point, right? Like, we don't want to make too much out of the first practice that isn't in pads and whatever, but like...
I got to see a game. I got to see games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'd like...
I haven't even seen practice. I'm trusting Elliot's eyes as to what everything happened. Yeah.
Right.
Come on, man.
Good idea.
He's experienced with the chart, though.
Yeah. I mean, listen, what you really want to know is the quarterback play, whether or not he's throwing interceptions.
Right.
Is he throwing the ball well? I mean, if a receiver stands out and catches some tough balls... You want to get that, but I mean, it's great to get his observation, but you can only put so much into that. I need to be able to put my own eyes on the team. I got to be able to see them myself. All right. Need to see the package. Right. That too. A lot of packages running around down there.
With his feet, we're obsessed with it. The players right now are attacking rest.
Yeah, that's what they're doing right now. What are they doing right now?
Well, they're attacking rest. How do you attack rest, Ike? Did you ever hear? You ever hear
Goes
that word back
sleep,
in the day?
I guess, yeah, man.
Right to sleep.
Yeah.
You get home, you get serious about it. You say, "I'm going to bed."
I'm going
the
to
hell
bed. Yes. Yep. Yeah, nothing else.
Yeah, but is that really how you fall asleep, though? Like usually when
I've never attacked sleep.
Yeah, I don't think you should. Like you're not going to be able to sleep very well if you attack sleep.
Yes, yeah, so I don't.
Number 58 can't make this football play.
Exactly right. We don't appreciate him taking a shot at that.
And he said, "I'm doubling down."
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Michael, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited about this season. I think it's going to be a lot better than what people think. I think Jalen Hurts is a talent, and I don't believe a word. I don't care if he's throwing the ball in the other direction. I think the guy's going to come through. I think he's going to create space. He's going to create time. The running game's going to develop. The passing game's going to develop. They've got young talent. It's great to see. I mean, it's so much better than what Doug Peterson was bringing.
All right, I'm not trying to rain on your parade because I can hear that you're excited, and I'm glad that you're excited. But just saying it doesn't mean that it's going to – like, why do you think that this will happen, though, with Jalen Hurts?
Why do I think it's going to happen?
Yes.
Because I think the level of talent is better than what people are predicting. I think that the offensive line is going to be better this year. There's no doubt about that.
I agree, yeah.
That's going to help quite a bit. I thought Jalen Hurts performed real well for coming at the end of the season – not having a great line. He created space. He created time. He made a lot of passes. They say that he threw for 50%, but the truth of the matter is that he had a lot of passes that were on target, that were dropped, that the receivers really didn't manage to get to or try to get to, like Hightower, a couple passes that he just kind of, let go of and didn't go after. I think that, when they get the best players on the field that they have, they will perform. I'm excited about Rager. I'm excited about Devontae Smith.
You're a very positive Eagles fan. I remember we fought before over your positivity and my lack of, Mike. But that's, I love you for it.
I'm glad that Ertz is back.
Yeah.
I think that's great for the team. And I just think they're being underrated in a big way. Now, do I think that their offense is going to be at the level of maybe the Cowboys? I doubt it. But you know what? They're going to develop. And
Cowboys.
The worst-case scenario with Jalen Hurts is, I think it would be a shame if they traded all those draft picks away for Deshaun Watson. I mean, he's a good talent. There's no doubt about it. But do they really want all that baggage that's coming with them? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I'd rather be 10-6 than 13-3 with Deshaun Watson. I really would.
All right, Mike. Listen, appreciate it.
Add that extra game in there.
Yeah, we have to give people
now a
chance to
get used to it.
Get used to
you
that.
At least give them a year.
I haven't even slipped up recently. I know, like, you just when I'm just talking, I'll be like, oh, they could be, 7-10 or 8-9. It's already rolling off the tongue well. I wanted to play this, and then maybe we can take some reaction to this because, like, when I listened to the press conference and we kind of said, all right, like, what's your reaction? The whole thing with Jalen Hurts has less to do with me, has less to do with like naming him a starter, right? Like ultimately, I mean, like he's going to be the starter. I know that he's going to be the starter, but this is Howie Roseman. This is the question and answer. It's Tim McManus's question, and then it's the answer. Listen.
You guys have been linked to one specific quarterback pretty consistently. It's leaving some uncertainty, at least in the public view, as to where Jalen's standing is on the team, whether you guys are going in a different direction. I know that you can't talk about a specific player on another team, but can you address just kind of Jalen's standing and exactly how you guys are operating in respect to looking at quarterbacks?
Well, I think we talked about Jalen and how he's done everything possible off the field and during the spring practices to take the reins. And we want to see him do that. I think this is a big year for any player who goes from year one to year two. And so we're excited to see that and see his growth and working with the ones. And hopefully that happens. And I think that, one of the things that I always find kind of funny is that whenever there's a name bandied about, the Eagles are kind of associated with that, and I understand because we have more draft picks, high draft picks going forward, that's probably going to be continual as players become available. But, we draft these guys for a reason. We're really excited about the development of them. and excited to start practice.
Yeah, didn't say that the linkage between quarterbacks is whether it was, they could have easily, very easily shot that down and did not. Kind of like the whole offseason, how when given an opportunity to give a vote of confidence, not to be the starting quarterback, but they believe in Jalen Hurts, they haven't done it. And the easy answer there is, and if you wanted to talk about and bring up the draft picks, like, well, listen, I think we're an easy target because we have a lot of draft picks and we're connected a lot with players that are available around the league. But listen, we're happy with our football team. We're happy with the quarterbacks that we have, and we're excited to start the 2021 season. Right, but he didn't do that. He humming, talked in circles and then just ended it with that. So I just thought that was interesting. And that's more what I'm talking about, is that it's not about just naming him the starter. It's not about naming Jalen Hurts the starter. They want to do the competition, that's thing, that's fine. It's just like it. Nothing that they've done tells me that they think Jalen Hurts is the guy. And that's just another example.
Is the guy win?
Going forward. That they think that he can be the starting quarterback of the Eagles this year and going forward.
No,
yes.
Like we don't know going forward until he plays. They aren't addressing going forward. They aren't addressing, and they shouldn't. That's why they've acquired all the draft capital and everything else. Because if he turns out to be a disaster, then he's not the guy moving forward after this year.
Yeah.
He's not the guy.
Of course.
Here's what you need to know. They haven't gone out of their way to not make Jalen Hurts the guy. In other words, they could have answered that Joe Flacco's going to run with the first team. He's going to get equal reps. They could have said Jalen Hurts hasn't proven anything. Yet they've talked as positive as they can about him without going overboard. I don't know what other way they can show you. They're not going to give him a contract extension right now. He hasn't earned that. So right now, only thing he's earned is the opportunity to get the first crack at being the starting quarterback. That's all they're committed to. He's under contract. His contract isn't up after this year, so he doesn't need an extension. They don't need to commit to him that way. He has two more years on his deal. Whether he plays well or not, they could just make him the backup quarterback, so they don't have to say they're going to trade him away somewhere. What they've said, and I agree with, is that he's earned the right to try to take the reins as the starter as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's worried about the Deshaun Watson angle, as if they're somehow waiting for some other shoe to drop to go get Deshaun Watson, well, what if the shoe is going to drop? Is all of a sudden all the charges about to be dropped somewhere?
I'm not sure, but he was given an opportunity to shoot down trade rumors that he didn't do it. That was interesting to me.
Yeah, I understand that. My only point is that they have the ability to go get the guy if that's what they really wanted to do.
Right.
Like, if that's what they wanted to do and they didn't believe in Hurts, then they can go get Deshaun Watson.
They could,
yeah. Yeah. So they obviously aren't in a rush to go do that.
No, I know.
So they're okay with Jalen Hurts winning the job, but he has to go out there and do it. You keep having 5 for 16, 5 for 14 days, he won't be the starter.
215-592-9494.
You keep having days like today, then he won't be the starter.
It's Marks and Reese. When you listen to Howie and Sirianni talk, do you believe they're committed to Carson Wentz, to Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback, or do you feel like that maybe they're still a little bit too focused on getting Deshaun Watson or others? We'll get to all your phone calls coming up right after this. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you're from around here, you know the truth about treats. If it's not tasty cake, it's a Miss Cake. A fistful of chocolate covered raisins, Miss Cake. A spoonful of peanut butter, bigger Miss Cake. Or the worst Miss Cake of all, your kid's Halloween candy, and it's July. Now, if it's not tasty cake, it's a Miss Cake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.